Maybe just a small report from the Summer School of Truth.
Good.
Last night was the introductory message to the SSOT that is being held at the SCYP. It'll be 3 weeks long with group times throughout the week, and then in the weekend, a corporate message. And I think at the only numbers that I heard was there was at least 1,000 devices connected, and that was in the early stages. So there were probably more than that came maybe later. So definitely the largest Summer School of Truth I think we've ever had. And the fellowship was concerning the world situation and our response as an introduction to the SSOT, just covering what's been happening. And I was really impressed. I mean, they didn't water down really what the Memorial Day conference burden was in any way, but presented it to the young people. One thing that really impressed me, they went through some numbers and had the young people sort of guess what those numbers symbolized concerning three important things that have happened in the last couple of weeks. And obviously, you know, 6 million different cases of COVID and so many deaths and these things. But one number that blew me away was 150,000 was the number of devices that was connected for the Memorial Day conference.
Wow.
Wow.
So,
150,000 devices.
Unprecedented. They said it was 60 times the amount of participation that normally happens at one of these conferences.
Wow.
So 6,000% more than we would see normally. I've never even heard that many participating in
it.
You know, when they talk about the number of saints in the Lord's recovery, you hear numbers like that, but to realize that many participated was unbelievable.
Amen.
But then the message itself they gave, they covered, you know, what's happening in the world situation, all these things that are happening means that the Lord is also doing something in an unprecedented way.
Amen.
Gave examples of like 100 years ago when the Spanish flu happened, was the same year that Brother Nee got saved and was raised up to start the recovery.
Wow.
30 years ago when all the riots were happening over a death in LA, there was a lot of unrest, and around this time was when Russia opened up and the Lord was able to gain Russia.
Wow.
And so they just presented that amidst all of these things, we need to realize that the Lord desires to do something unprecedented as well.
Amen.
And what we
can
do is to know the truth and to pray. And so I was very surprised at how burdened they were for these young people, not holding back, but speaking in a very sober way.
Very good.
Yeah, even sharing, you know, that God's desire is to change and to save the world. He so loved the world, but his way is not in improving the situation, but the world situation by coming in and fixing things, but it's to deal with the root of the problem. It was awesome. And then practically, I think they showed off that there's going to be like activities for the young people over Zoom, like all these different kind of classes for like cooking and games and crafts and how to change a tire and education, like all these like different things you can sign up for to participate in. It's going to be super awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Very attractive for young people, I think.
Yeah. One of the brothers said we're catering things to Gen Z. He called them Gen Zoom.
Gen Z. Wow, that's true.
Wow. Okay, then.
Really good news.
Wow.
It's so encouraging. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.